Now, the Czech Republic's national carrier, Czech Airlines, has been experiencing extreme turbulence this year. Alongside record losses, a tender to privatize ČSA hasn't fulfilled expectations, with only one potential buyer in the running. With the very future of Czech Airlines in the balance, senior heads rolled on Monday, and the top job was handed over to the boss of Prague Airport. Chris Johnstone reports on what next for the troubled airline.
Earthquake was the word used to describe changes at the top of state-controlled Czech Airlines this week. Under pressure, Chief Executive Radomir Lašák was replaced at the top of the airline on Monday. With him went most of the board, including Václav Novák, the cost-cutting expert brought in only a few weeks ago. Czech Airlines' new chief is Miroslav Dvorak, the head of the state-owned operator of Prague Airport. He will combine both jobs. Patria Finance's Petr Kovács says the switches at the top are a clear signal about the path the loss-making carrier will take over the next crucial weeks.
I think it was a clear decision of the Czech government, who is the owner of Czech Airlines, how to solve this situation in Czech Airlines and implementing synergies with Prague Airport into the struggling Czech Airlines.
The company operating the busiest airport in Central Europe is a proven moneymaker, and Mr. Kovács believes closer links between the profitable airport and loss-making Czech Airlines could pay off for both. The airline is responsible for around half of the flights in and out of Prague. At the moment, the government appears to have ruled out a takeover of the airline by the airport or a merger of the two. But where does that leave the privatization of Czech Airlines? The government is supposed to decide on the sole offer by the consortium of Czech holding company Unimex and Icelandic-owned charter carrier Travel Service by the end of this month.
I think the priority of Czech government is to keep the Czech Airlines in the best financial conditions and business conditions as possible. And then we can talk about privatization. I don't want to recommend something to the Czech government, but I think it makes sense a little bit to delay decision about the privatization.
That is the way the major political parties are talking as well. The Social Democrats called on Monday for Czech Airlines sale to be grounded. And leading civic democrats have shifted their stance from sale cheerleaders to join the Stop for Sale chorus. Patria Finance's Petr Kovács believes that privatization could be an idea that can fly again once the global aviation sector recovery becomes more robust. That would put other airlines into the picture as possible bidders. He says that scenario could be a question of several months rather than years.
Chris Johnstone reporting there on the ongoing problems of Czech Airlines.